The Dirty Talk podcast is brought to you by Winnover Microbes. Winnover Microbes helps home gardeners, landscapers, farmers, and ranchers enhance your soil, plants, trees, livestock, horses, companion animals, and more with simple and organic growth that's proudly made in the USA. Join us at WinnoverMicrobes.com for some honest reviews and multiple opportunities to learn more about microbes from our YouTube channel, Facebook groups, and two virtual summit opportunities in April with Jackie Dayberry and other panelists with the latest news, interactive Q&As, and more. The Livestock and Pet Summit is Monday, April 5th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Central. And the Plant and Soil Health Summit is Monday, April 12th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Central. For more information about our products, trials and reports, photo gallery and testimonials, or you want to buy some microbes online or nearby, join us at WinnoverMicrobes.com. Well, welcome to the Dirty Talk podcast. My name is Evan Umberger, and I've got a good friend, Leah, on here. How are you doing, Leah?
Oh, doing great.
How's life out in Oklahoma?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's springtime. We've got sunshine. It's been good.
And I remember coming out, seeing your place, and just enjoying, you know, being with you guys and seeing what you're doing. And so I'd just love for people to hear a little bit about your background and kind of how you got into what you're doing and how you even got into equine therapy.
Well, as far as my background, I actually grew up riding horses, showing and training. And then I kept that going as a career. I took outside horses in training, taught lessons. And then that actually grew into an equine therapy program. I'm actually a certified equine massage therapist. So I've always been really concerned about the health and welfare of our horses. And so that kind of leads to, when you take care of the outside of the horse, you also need to take care of the inside of the horse. So then once I learned about the benefits from the Wind River microbes, ever since that day, they have been a part of our daily program with our horses, outside horses in training. It's been a game changer for us, literally.
That's so big. I mean, just taking a holistic approach to horses. I mean, what sort of, you know, results have you seen? What sort of transformations have you noticed?
Well, right off the get-go, I think that taking the holistic or an all-natural approach is so appealing, because I think we can get so dependent on, you know, drugs or medications. And so and with those, you always have side effects. Well, with the Wind River microbes, you're going to help with those issues you were medicating for, but then in turn, you're going to have positive benefits with our horses. With the Wind River microbes, we have actually been able to haul them to shows. They're around other horses. So it's kind of the equivalent of a kid that goes to school and catches all the viruses and everything and brings it home. Well, we have to look out for our horses in the same sense. And so every horse that's coming and going and visiting or is new to our barn, we actually put the Wind River microbes, the balancer too, in their water, and we put it on their feed to protect the horses against illness. But then the benefits are going to go even further than that, in that they're more relaxed, they're more trainable, they look better, they utilize their feed. So just their overall health and wellness is just increased.
That's incredible. What sort of routine do you work with? And, you know, just as you're going throughout your day, how are you using the different modalities for your holistic approach to horses?
Well, we start off, when we have a new horse that comes into our program, I will do a drench dose of microbes. And so that'll go by weight on the horses. And we give approximately a cup and a half to the horse, whether it's on the feed or in the water. And then past that, we're going to do 1 to 2 ounces every day to every horse on their feed in the barn. Then I can point out that if we're going to go to a show or we're going to haul them, do something stressful, then we can go back and do that drench dose again and repeat that. That's our program on the horses. We do have clients that are in a breeding operation with mares and foals. For those operations, we will actually recommend the reboot, because that's going to help with to mitigate or eliminate the strangles, which is a very costly issue for horse owners, alongside the protection that product will give for foals against the foal pneumonia, which is another costly expense for horse owners. So you get this incredible foal you've been waiting for over a year to hit the ground. You want to do everything you can to give that foal the best chance to be alive and be healthy and start off with a strong immune system.
Do you mind just kind of diving into what happens when a horse's gut is not healthy, you know, and then the transformation that can happen with microbes?
There's a couple different things that can happen if your horse has an unhealthy gut. Horses are probably one of the most sensitive animals on the planet as far as their digestive system. And it can actually get unbalanced, or they can get uncomfortable for stress, for riding, or something as simple as the weather change. Like when the barometric pressure changes, that can affect the horse, or you know, hot and cold weather. So a lot of times there's literally no explanation for why your horse is having digestive issues. It's because they're a horse. So that's the thing with these Wind River microbes, is if you do it on a daily basis, it keeps the good bacteria in there. It keeps the pH balance, which in turn is going to help your horse to prevent ulcers, which is where they get too much acid in their stomach. They have a very small stomach, so it's going to offer that protection for your horse. I mean, there's a whole line of prescription medications for ulcers, but we've had great results with the balancer too, and keeping our horses healthy and feeling good. And the other point that I want to note on these Wind River microbes is it's very, very hard to test and find out, even if you're working with a veterinarian, if your horse has hind gut issues, which can be caused from high sugars and high starches. But we have actually had clients that have fed the balancer two to their horses over a period of 30 to 45 days and actually had normal manure, which you can tell the issue was in the hindgut, had been diagnosed by a veterinarian, and had the Wind River microbes literally change that horse, change the appearance of the horse, change the manure of the horse. It is absolutely incredible. And then I have another kind of more recent story that we had a new horse come back from a different barn and was at a show, and it came back and it had a runny nose. So in a sense, it had some sort of a cold or some sort of a virus. Well, as soon as we saw that, we did a drench dose of the balancer two on the horse. I put a drench dose in every horse's water on the property. That is the only horse that got sick. Not another single horse in the barn came down with any signs or symptoms of sickness, and that's big.
So what are some ways that you can incorporate microbes within your massage therapy?
A lot of horses will get body sore, or they'll get muscle sore because their belly hurts. And so that is just going to make their whole body sore and make them hurt, make them uncomfortable. So as you do the balancer two microbes, or if you did the reboot microbes, that's actually going to go through the horse's whole system and just make them feel more comfortable and healthier. And it also just helps transfer the feed that we're giving them, the supplements that we're giving them. These microbes are going to break down your feed and your supplements. Your horses are going to better utilize the things that you're doing for them, and they're going to be able to utilize all the nutrition that we're doing for our horses.
What sort of examples have you seen when horses have been injured before and their recovery time?
We have actually used the balancer 2 just full strength in a spray bottle, and you can put it in a wound. I have actually squirted it into a puncture wound, and I have pictures of the wound healing within a week with no additional infection, no antibiotics were used. I had another horse last year that had a hoof abscess where they get a bruise in their foot, and then it forms a pus pocket. It breaks open. Anyway, squirted those balancer two microbes in there, and within a matter of days, it was healed over, healthy, and the horse is back to riding again. No antibiotics.
So what would you tell someone who is just kind of on the fence, or maybe a veterinarian who's going, well, you know, I kind of want to go in more of an organic direction, more holistic direction, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that these microbes, the Balancer 2 and the Reboot, are actually live probiotics. So they're going to be a lot more effective than a lot of the other products that are out there. There's the powdered probiotics, paste probiotics. There's encapsulated probiotics in feed. These are actually live, viable microbes that you can actually see them work. We have had horses that have had mild episodes of colic, so digestive uncomfort. And then within a half hour or so after doing an oral drench dose of the microbes, you can hear gut sounds again, or the horse will have a little bit of gas. Like, you can tell the comfort level in the horse in a very short amount of time has changed. And then I also have some pictures that I could show, like where I had a horse that she ate something that just upset her stomach. And I actually took a picture where she had real loose manure in the barn in the morning. I went in to feed, did an oral drench dose of the Balancer 2, and by the afternoon she had completely normal manure, and I took before and after pictures. It was incredible.
Wow. And you guys can find those pictures in the description with the page on winvermicrobes.com. That's going to be just for this episode. So Leah, do you mind just explaining what kind of stress performance horses go under and just what you can do to relieve the stress?
I can give some tips when you're have performance horses and you're hauling them and you're going to different arenas, different facilities, different event centers. These horses are going to be stressed just from the hauling and from the competition. And when they're stressed, the first thing that gets taxed is the immune system of these horses. And a lot of the facilities and the places that we haul and travel to don't sanitize the stalls or the fences or the area that your horses are in. So if you're concerned about your horse's well-being, you can actually take either one of these products and spray your stall full strength. Or I would recommend it to people that are commercial horse haulers or just haul horses from different areas. You can sanitize your horse trailer to protect your horses. And these products are all, they're safe, they're all natural, they're not going to hurt you or any animal they come in contact with. And I think that's just incredible.
I know you got some dogs on the property, and would love to hear just kind of, you know, what their day's like and kind of what you've seen with your own dogs and even how microbes have helped your pets.
Well, we have a couple healers, and they're with us 24 hours a day. They help us with the cattle. They're out in the barn. And we actually had an incident a year ago, with Clay's dog. She actually got an infection in the uterus, and we had to take her to the vet. She ended up having to have surgery. And when they go through that process, and then they're off feed and they're on IV medications and IV painkillers, well, then they're going to lose all of that bacteria, and they're going to lose all the gut flora that they have going on because they're off feed. And so as his dog was recovering, we would literally take the Wind River Microbes, the Balancer 2, to the vet and put it in her water, and we'd put it in her food. So as she was healing and recovering, we were replacing that good bacteria in her digestive system, because that's one of the things when you're talking about recovering from a major surgery is getting your digestive system going again. That's how you're going to survive and you're going to recover. So to this day, she's out there working cows with us.
That's amazing. You have no reservations about using organic microbes that can be able to help your animals. Obviously, it can help your plants and soils, but are there any other examples that you can think about how you've used microbes on pets or horses or anything else you want to share?
We've used them on the pets also as wound care. With that particular dog, she had a surgery and we needed the tissues to heal. So we would do the same thing and with the horses and take a spray bottle of the Balancer 2 microbes full strength and spray the wounds, and we actually had quicker healing and better recovery of all the tissues. And that's what's just absolutely amazing, is that they are all natural and they're safe. And so there's just nothing harmful about these little microbes.
Well, if you're listening and you're wondering, man, how do I get in touch with Leah? Go ahead and click on the link to look at the different pictures and of how microbes have really transformed horses and livestock and pets. And so, Leah, I just want to say thank you. It's always a delight to be with you, and I'm looking forward to even just doing these upcoming virtual summits. We've got the Livestock and Pet Summit coming up on April 5th at 7 p.m., and you can register in the show notes as well. And then the next week is going to be on plant and soil health, also at 7 p.m. for April 12th. So I just look forward to more of these conversations and demystifying microbes.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome, and we'll see you guys later. The Dirty Talk Podcast is brought to you by Wendover Microbes. Wendover Microbes helps home gardeners, landscapers, farmers and ranchers enhance your soil, plants, trees, livestock, horses, companion animals, and more with simple and organic growth that's proudly made in the USA. Join us at WendoverMicrobes.com for some honest reviews and multiple opportunities to learn more about microbes from our YouTube channel, Facebook groups, and two virtual summit opportunities in April with Jackie Dayberry and other panelists with the latest news, interactive Q&As, and more. The Livestock and Pet Summit is Monday, April 5th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Central. And the Plant and Soil Health Summit is Monday, April 12th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Central. For more information about our products, trials and reports, photo gallery and testimonials, or you want to buy some microbes online or nearby, join us at WendoverMicrobes.com.